And now for our sabiduría, or words of wisdom. We've been talking about home today on our program, what makes home, what takes us away from home. And we wanted to explore the idea of making a home for yourself when you're feeling unwelcome. For some people, that means dealing with racism, even in a church, and tackling that racism head on. Here's Reverend Marisol Caballero, an assistant minister at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin.
Unitarian Universalism is a very white denomination. It's white not only in its demographic makeup, but also culturally. A person who isn't white, a person of color, Latino, Latina, when they walk in the door, it's noticeable. You have a room full of majority white liberals who like to think of themselves as very open-minded, very progressive. They will ask questions of me like, what part of Mexico were you born in? Or they'll say, where, just simply the age-old question that all people of color get. So where are you from? Where are your parents or your grandparents from? So the question they're asking is, why don't you look like me? Why are you not white? But I remain Unitarian Universalist because I'm a lifelong Unitarian Universalist. I was brought up in this faith, introduced to it at age 2, and I feel the same way about my faith tradition as I feel about living in Texas. I'm a lesbian, I'm Latina, and I'm living in Texas. It's kind of a hostile environment to be both gay and brown. And I choose to stay in both places, Texas and my faith tradition, because, hey, this is my home. And I feel like I'll be damned if I'll leave without a fight. I believe that fighting racism is a spiritual imperative for all of us, because the existence, the continued existence of racism diminishes our spirit, diminishes our humanity. It's one of the largest reasons that I decided to go this route. I could have gone into nonprofit work or one of the social services fields. But for me, I was very interested in how communities can speak to those deep human yearnings, those spiritual needs, and to do so in community, to organize from that angle. I love this place. You know, for better or for worse, I love my faith tradition, for better or for worse. And there's going to be others who need a way paved. And so I'm in good company. I get strength from knowing that I'm in very good company. There's other people of color and white allies within my tradition who believe in the same goals and who hope to create a truly multicultural, not bicultural, not monocultural, but multicultural faith tradition where no one has to feel like they have to use their elbows and muscle people over to get a seat at the table.